Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, wyll.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Bunge Limited's first quarter profit jumped a better-than-expected 96%. As the company posted stronger sales and volume from all of its major segments. For the latest quarter, Bunge reported earnings of $180 million, or $1.15 a share. That's up from $92 million, or 57 cents a share a year earlier. The agribusiness segment, by far the company's largest business by revenue, saw sales rise 16%. To $10.77 billion. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending April 18th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 2.6. Next year, 8.6. Corn this year, 12.4. Next year, 0.8. Soybeans this year, minus 7.6. And next year, 23.1. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of corn. We have two to report, 240,000 metric tons of corn to unknown destinations during the 13 and 14 marketing year, and 300,000 metric tons of corn to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The marketing year for 13-14 begins on September the 1st. WILO Ag Analyst and Business Partner Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, says that Illinois public media agriculture provides a wide variety of expert voices on agricultural marketing, so the listeners like you can make informed decisions.
Well, I think that the range of material, and like you said, the weather forecasts and all the variable material that you get is really worth supporting. And I think that the community out there needs a good, unbiased source of guidance, and we try to be part of that.
You can also be part of that right now. In fact, 40% of all the costs of bringing you our agricultural reports comes from listeners just like you. Won't you consider partnering right now with our agricultural services with a gift of support? Please go to your phone. The number is 217-244-9455. And know that your gift will keep great marketing analysis coming your way each and every day. Alongside is Les Schulte. And Les, it has been a very interesting 24 hours.
it certainly has.
Because yesterday afternoon, we have heard some astoundingly good news that has sweetened our ag business challenge.
It certainly has, Dave. Again, just to sort of recap here, we have a group of businesses who have gone together, and they wanted to encourage you to make that pledge of support for WILL Agriculture. We want to thank folks like Bates Commodities and Agrigold Seeds who've contributed to this pot, and we had $3,700. Well, we had somebody come in yesterday and say, you know what, I'll help. I'll contribute $1,000 into that pot.
Oh.
So now that bumps that up to $4,700.
Wow.
$4,700 all, you know. So if we get to that 150 mark.
And we have 89 to go.
And
you think, well, gee, that's a big number. Well, we have done days.
Sure.
Here of 89 phone calls.
Sure. So if you've been waiting, or if you've been thinking about it, or you just maybe haven't gotten around to it, now is the time to make that pledge of support at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org. You can leverage that $100 contribution, that $60 contribution, that $250, whatever fits into your budget to help us reach this goal, this 150, add your name to that list, and then We can add that $4,700 now, and that pays for a lot of agricultural services here at WILL.
You mentioned leveraging. I was just doing the math because I'm a math wonk, as it were.
Are you
anyway,
really?
So we have 89 pledges to go and $4,700 in the kitty. So if you were a $50 contributor right now at 217-244-9455, your contribution would be worth $104. I mean, you would add another $54 under the total. So now is really the time to call 217-244-9455. Let's check in with Drew Lerner and get the latest on agricultural weather.
Planting weather across the Midwest may be a little bit better than expected over the weekend and into the first part of next week. The change is due to less significant precipitation coming from a couple of weather disturbances that were previously suggested across the Midwest. I don't want to imply it'll be dry in all areas and everybody will be out working the fields, because that's not the case. We have some problems with excessive moisture still prevailing in parts of Missouri, southeastern Iowa, Illinois, parts of Michigan and Indiana. But we've also seen some areas that are advertised to see a steady rate of drying, and warmer weather will also occur as we move into the weekend and early next week, with temperatures getting up into the 70s, and that will be warm enough to stimulate some faster rates of drying across the region. We also have problems with flooding along the middle Mississippi basin and also on the Illinois River. And so some of the low-lying areas nearby these rivers will likely continue in flood for a while as well. Flooding is also occurring in the upper parts of the Midwest and will become much more serious as we go through the weekend. Portions of the Red River Basin of the North already reporting some flood conditions, but it will get a lot worse as we move forward through the next few days, as 20 to 30 inches and locally more of snow that's been sitting on the ground for a while gets a chance to melt, and do so rather aggressively. Temperatures will stay above freezing for a 2- or 3-night period in the upper parts of the Midwest, and that will help to promote the snowmelt overnight as well as during the day. We will expect to see a couple of disturbances push through the Midwest over the coming week, but a lot of the precipitation, the results will not be all that impressive. We will be looking at a better chance for precipitation in the second week of the two-week outlook, which covers the period from May 7th through May 9th. This will be especially true in eastern portions of the Midwest, where some computer forecast models have suggested an upper-level cutoff low-pressure system will evolve. And if that does indeed occur, we'll see repetitive showers over a multiple-day period of time, with temperatures a bit milder than usual. Now, with all that said, I think we're not completely convinced that the low-pressure system next week will be as large or as persistent as suggested, and I don't think the computer models have the forecast down very well yet. There's certainly no consistency. But the bottom line remains the same, and that is that we'll see an increase in precipitation across many areas in the eastern part of the country as we move through the week next week. That moisture boost will end up causing some delay in field work. So the pressure will be on to get some field work accomplished this week. And as I mentioned before, with the warmer temperatures coming up, there should be more incentive to get into the fields because of not only the fact that we'll see a faster rate of drying across the region, but because soil temperatures will be rising significantly as well. In U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we're back into a more seasonal temperature regime after frost and freeze damage occurred yesterday morning. This morning, frost was reported in the lower Midwest and portions of the northern Delta. The damage to the crops there was mostly superficial. We don't believe there will be any kind of impact on the production potential, and we'll watch real closely and see what happens as we go forward the next 2 or 3 days for signs of crop damage. The temperatures out there over these next couple of days will be trending warmer. We will start off on a bit of a cool note here, but as we move forward over these next few days, it will definitely get a bit warmer. We'll be expecting high temperatures across a big part of the region this afternoon to be mostly in the 50s and lower 60s, but temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be 60s, and we'll likely see some 60s again on Saturday before 70-degree readings start to come along as well when we move from the Sunday through Tuesday period next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat at 7.45¾ is up 6¾. May wheat in Chicago is at 6.93½, up 1¾. May corn at 6.40½ is up 1. December 5.27 down 1. May soybeans 14.11¾, up 7¾. November $12 even, up 6¼. May soybean meal 408.70, up 2.80. May soybean oil 49.50, up 32. April live cattle 126.90, down 2½. April feeders 134.10, up 35. And May lean hogs at 88.70, up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Looks to me like maybe the export sales news all total is helping the front end of corn.
Yeah, and I think these pretty large sales that private exporters reported this morning, 240,000 to unknown and 300,000 to China on corn for new crop, is kind of a supportive factor. The sharply lower dollar can't be hurting either.
And there was a lot of outside news today, too, all good for the most part.
Yeah, generally some good news. I mean, when we see this gold market rebound and we see crude oil back up and we've got really good ethanol margins, we move those profits to some record levels, not quite a year, but about 10-month record highs. So that's kind of some good news. What we need to do is for these clouds to part for good and see these cold temperatures go away. Particularly the nighttime cold temperatures have been really hurtful and I think is a little supportive on the corn.
I would think that producers would just love to be able to get in the field anytime soon.
Yeah, they sure are. I haven't seen a tremendous amount of antsiness. I think farmers are moving their last bit of corn that was for April delivery, and maybe by next week they'll be really chomping at the bit.
Turn your attention to soybeans. What are you seeing there today?
Improved crush margins. Wednesday funds were sellers of beans, about 5,000 contracts. I expect that they'll be light buyers today. We have the options expire, the May corn and beans and wheat tomorrow. A lot of $14 strike prices on the May beans, so that's probably where we're going to hang around, 640 on the May corns, the number two for the important strike.
And then first day notice just around the corner next Tuesday, I think.
Yeah, we'll be coming up pretty quickly. Next week, too, that U.S. Wheat Associates wheat tour. Funds are pretty short the wheat, so it'll be kind of interesting to see how that wheat plays out.
Anything else before we let you go today?
Livestock market's a little weaker today. I think that's just on the higher grains.
Thank you very much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of Ag Review, and she is in Morton, Illinois, one of 21 different analysts that we have on our air each and every week. And then Sunday we have Market to Market on our sister television service as well. Les Schulte alongside. You get no fluff when you hear these analysts. They just tell you what it is.
They just they get in there. They give you the information. They give you their the way they see things. And that's why we have 21 different analysts, so that you get different points of view. They don't spend a lot of time, as you said, fluffing it up. They just give you what you need to help your business, to help you make the decisions that you need. And if you appreciate that fact, that's why we're asking you to support this service at the $100 a year level or the $60 a year level. That's just $60 is just an investment of $5 a month in the services that we bring you every day of the year here at WILL. Make that investment right now. We have this challenge going on. If we can get to 150 pledges during this drive before the end of Friday, probably we're going to have to wrap it up on Friday, we will be able to add $4,700 to our pledge total. That buys a lot of services.
It sure does.
Here at WILL. So you can really leverage your pledge, no matter what amount it is, into extra services that here at WILL support these services with your pledge call right now. We do want to thank Global Commodities Analytics and Consulting for being part of the group that has put this challenge together. Thanks a lot, guys. 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org.
We're down to 85 now. We've heard
great.
From four.
Great.
I believe in our while we've been on the air thus far. Thank you to all. We'll try to figure out who you are and get your names on the air later if we can do that. But it is a time that your dollars really do matter. Spring drive has always been one of the most important drives for our agricultural department because it really is sort of our final big push in front of the public, mm-hmm. as it were, before the fiscal year ends. And you've always come through marvelously each and every year, helping us to grow this service. Well, you can continue to help us do that if you call us at 217-244-9455. Help us with that Ag Challenge. We'll leverage your dollars, and your dollars do matter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.